Alright, here I am back again with an update after about a month of nothing. This is actually the second take. I was like 6-7 minutes in and I got into a busy road and just car after car after car, so I'm gonna retake this for all of you. And so, updates. What do we have here? Let's start with eBay. So, eBay dropshipping, it's growing. Slowly, but growing. I grew my list capacity, or my maximum listings allowed to 500. I filled those out with researched items. And I tried different ways of doing it. I tried to use Chili Hunter, which was recommended by Dropship Tyler, YouTuber that I've been using for information a lot. Great channel, I recommend it. And I was also trying the Locator tool on SellFreaks, which automatically scans items on Amazon and compares them to the listings on eBay, gives you information. Allows you to filter through like percent profit margin and like Amazon reviews, how many times it's sold, all that good stuff. And the Locator is consistently selling more than the items I find from Chili Hunter. I'm not sure why, but I guess that's a good thing because I canceled my Chili Hunter subscription because it doesn't seem to be much use to it if the Locator tool is working better than the Chili Hunter subscription. So there's that. There's also, sorry, a couple cars coming through and this like road that no one uses. Bad timing, I guess. But there's also this like 2-week period where I had like maybe 3 or 4 sales this whole period. And I don't know why this happened. Well, I think I have an idea. I deleted a bunch of listings that weren't selling and replaced them. That had to be it. But it was just super dry. I had no sales going on. It's a little concerning. But here recently, within the last 3 or 4 days, started picking up again. I'm getting multiple sales a day, which is great, with 500 listings. It's fantastic, honestly. But that being said, I'm at my max listings again. Just gotta wait until I can increase my listings. That'll be in about a week and a half's time. Like on the 17th, I believe I can do that again. So that's that. My last episode was about me starting the carnivore diet. So I did that for about a month. And I really noticed some differences. Like, the biggest thing was, biggest thing is probably the weight loss. I lost about 5.5 kilos. I'm in Japan, so they say kilos here. Keto. I think that's also what they say in the UK. But like I think that's about 12, maybe 13 pounds that I lost in 30 days, which is crazy. I mean, I was like maybe 220 pounds or so. And I dropped down to 208. So like I'm a pretty big guy. So that's why I was able to lose so much so fast. But still, that's amazing. And while I was on the diet, I didn't really have any crazy cravings. Like, I have the biggest sweet tooth, only when I'm on a diet, I swear. Like, I want chocolate, I want ice cream, I want strawberries. And that was extremely toned down. I'm not going to say it was completely gone. It wasn't completely gone. But it was so small that when I had like any ounce of craving for sweets, I would just cook up some bacon, you know, cook up some bacon, eat some more bacon, and I'd be good. Another thing I noticed is when I was eating, I always had this bad habit of overeating all the time. Every time I eat, I just can't stop myself. But when I was on the carnivore diet, after like a couple weeks into it, I was just like, just in the middle of the meal, I would stop and I'd think, I'm full. I don't want to eat any more of this. It would kind of upset me in a weird way because I made too much food and like it wasn't enough for the next meal and I didn't want to waste it. So I just forced myself to put it in the fridge and I'd eventually eat it some other time, but it wasn't as good. And that was kind of annoying. But yeah, so that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. I love these psychological or little details about the effects you get from going on a diet. That was really interesting. Mental clarity. I definitely saw some mental clarity. At first I had problems sleeping with it. And then as it went on, like after a week, I think my sleep got a lot better. Like I didn't have to sleep as long. I had more deeper sleep. I've always had sleep problems. I always had problems falling asleep. But I needed less sleep. I had deeper sleep. It was great. Like that was one of the best benefits. So if you didn't notice already, I'm saying all of this in past tense because I'm no longer on the carnivore diet. I added vegetables to it and like some occasional fruits and some occasional carbs like trying to make the most natural carbs possible, like a potato or something, or fruit and stuff like that. But no bread, no noodles. Maybe I'll allow myself to have rice on occasion, but very rarely. And the reason for this, I'll tell you, is because carnivore diet is just freaking expensive, especially here in Japan. And I get tired of eating the cheap meals all the time, which is like this ground beef and pork mix here, and then this like low quality thick bacon that you have to cut, which honestly that stuff isn't bad. I just don't like eating it every day. So I guess I'm going kind of paleo style now, and that it's good. There's definitely a lot more cheaper options, more variety, and I like that. I've definitely lost some of the benefits from carnivore though, like the cravings. I'm having crazy sweet cravings again. And I've definitely broken down several times now. I went and gotten some ice cream, which is not good. So my weight loss has been stunted. So that's not as bad. Sorry, walking past some flowing water over here. Should die out soon. So yeah, my weight loss is slowing down again, but the meals are cheaper and I can save more money to put back into my businesses, which is the next topic. I invested into a course, a drop shipping course called Ecom Elites. And this course is made by Franklin Hatchett. And he uses a model using Shopify, and you drop ship from AliExpress, and you market the items. And it's a model I've seen before, just not very well explained. And the real part where that shines here is it's all about the marketing. He has several different ways to market things, and I've learned so much on the marketing side of this course. I'm like halfway done with it, maybe. I mean, he goes over Facebook, super in depth with Facebook. Like, the course is probably worth it just for the Facebook section. He does like Instagram. He shows you how to make money off of Instagram, email marketing, Google AdWords, SEO, and some other stuff I can't remember off the top of my head. I wanted to do the dropship lifestyle method, but that's a minimum of like $1,200 for the course, where the Ecom Elites course was only $200, and it has a lot of positive reviews, a lot of people having success with it. Seems to have a good high chance of success with that. I don't, like, in my gut tells me that dropship lifestyle method's probably better in the long run, but I mean, I can't throw $1,200 at a course at the moment. I didn't want to do nothing because eBay is just so streamlined right now. Everything's automated. There's not a lot I can do, and I just wanted to hustle. I wanted to do more, improve my business, make some money online. So yeah, I invested in this course and I've learned a lot. I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. I've been running Facebook ads for a couple days now, not too far into it, and haven't had any sales yet. Had a lot of engagement, had some visitors. Hopefully I'll start seeing some sales from that, and I can get back to you guys on that. But I think that about does it with updates. So yeah, the main focus right now is that new Shopify dropshipping store and learning how to market it, learning how to get those sales in, learning how to create that passive income online with dropshipping from AliExpress. So that's the goal right now, and next time I talk to you guys, I should have an update on it. Until next time.